Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 24, Pretoria 25, and Polokwane high of 21 degrees.
Jackie D'Souza has sent us a message saying, please be advised, there's been an accident on the N3 North at the Marlborough off-ramp. It does seem to involve a pedestrian who's been hit on the far left lane. Emergency services have arrived. Traffic is backing up very quickly.
In your sport, re-elected PSL chair Ivan Khoza gifts Kaizer Chiefs chairman Kaizer Motaung 2 million rand for his, quote, contribution to the development of football in South Africa. And Equatorial Guinea have qualified for the 2025 AFCON without kicking a ball.
We start in the Stilfontein area of the northwest, where national police have made a renewed call on illegal miners who are still underground to resurface. The SAPS announced last night that it is now once again allowing for water and food to be delivered to the miners to ensure their safe resurfacing. Officials estimate that there are still about 4,500 illegal miners underground. They are arrested as they come up to the surface. The story sparked a conversation after Minister in the Presidency Sikhumbuzo Ncebeni told the media yesterday.
We are not sending help to criminals. Criminals are not to be helped. Criminals are to be persecuted. They didn't go down there for their good benefit or good intentions for the Republic.
More about this at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To Mpumalanga, where the Lebombo border post has been temporarily closed again, caused by the continuous protest in Mozambique against the country's election results.
This particular suspension is a temporary one until the situation stabilizes and until the Mozambican authorities confirm to us that we can resume the processing. The port is not closed. The officials are on the ground on the Lebombo side of the port, just awaiting to be guided otherwise by the Mozambican authority.
Commissioner of the Border Management Authority Michael Masiapatu said yesterday that renewed protests and violence led to the closure of roads on the Mozambican side of the border, and that is disrupting traffic and the transport of cargo. It's a week after the border was partially reopened to allow for cargo between South Africa and Mozambique. The Department of Social Development has revealed in Parliament that it is now starting with the process to deregister non-complying non-profit organisations. One of the items on South Africa's plan of action to get the country off the dreaded international grey list is the elimination of the risk of terror, financing and money laundering through NPOs. The Financial Action Task Force identified that NPOs can be used for terror financing and money laundering and recommended that South Africa develops an NPO terror funding risk assessment. To international news, and it was all eyes on the White House, where US President Joe Biden welcomed President-elect Donald Trump yesterday. Biden kicked off the meeting in front of a crackling fire by saying,
Mr. President, former president,
thank you. Thank you. Politics is tough, and it's in many cases not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today.
More on our news blog. And the National Toy Hall of Fame in the US made that decision, and it is now official. Three toys will be inducted. They are the Phase 10 card games. Then there's
My Little Pony, My Little Pony.
And Transformers.
I am Optimus Prime.
The toys that didn't make the cut this year include balloons.
Oh.
The stick horse.
Oh, no.
And the trampoline.
Oh, okay. Maybe next year.
No, last year they were in, though, weren't they?
Oh. They tried again. You can try as many times as you want to. Oh, so it was the seventh time that the My Little Pony tried.
You see, they missed the mark again. They should just ask us, because the toy of the year is a tiny little plastic trolley.
Trolley. That's right.
That is the toy of the
that
year.
That is correct.
Am I right?
You are most definitely correct.
When last did your child asked for any of those?
Yeah, no.
Is she a balloon? Nia?
No.
Trolley.
It's a balloon a toy?
No, a balloon is not a toy.
It's a toy.
Is a trolley a sore point for a lot of people.
Go play with your balloons. Has anybody ever said that to their child?
I'm going to sit outside for an hour.
Remember when you could make your hair stand?